Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer is sponsored by Love Radio Network. This is Racer Radio on AM 1170 The Answer. If it's a car, motorcycle, boat, or anything else with an engine in San Diego, it's on Racer Radio. Now, here's your host, Dave Stahl.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome. This is Racer Radio, brought to you by San Diego Carburetor and Fuel Injection over there at 6622 University Avenue. If you're ever in need of a carburetor or fuel injection service, Stan is the man. Go to sdcarb.com, gives you hours and operations, and a place for you to go. Address included, 6622 University Avenue. Stan will work on cars that go to Barrett Jackson. He works on cars that go to Pebble Beach. He works on cars that go out to the local racetracks, and he works on your everyday car as well. So you're looking for an expert, Stan is the man. Picked up a new advertiser, even though I've known John for more years than I care to admit. For all you Porsche, BMW, and Mini Cooper owners, which I'm going to take my Mini Cooper SJC WGP over there because it's due for a service pretty soon. And I trust them explicitly. Went through the whole shop. They're over at 8066 Engineer Road, right up the street from the Ferrari dealership. Black Forest Motorsports. Call them at 858-292-1192. Again, they're part of the program. I've interviewed them extensively, walked through the whole shop, talked to all the technicians. So if you utilize Black Forest and have any issues whatsoever, all you have to do is call me at 760-715-5507. And, you know, I've been doing that little spiel for years, and I've not had anybody call me yet, and that's the truth. So you can trust them. If you've got a Porsche, BMW, or a Mini Cooper, and finding a good Mini Cooper tech is not the easiest thing to do. And you want an alternative to the dealer? John's is it. That's Black Forest Motorsports, 858-292-1192. Go over there and become part of the family because that's how John runs his store.
So if you want to get your little Porsche or Mini Cooper ready for autocross, would he give you the whole spiel on what you could do to it?
He's got tons of those. I mean, he really supports the SCCA folks and Solo One extensively.
Awesome.
He sets them up. He does classes. They do classes as well. So I didn't grab the website. I should have. I'm sure it's like blackforestmotorsports.com.
Probably.
I'll have to look it up.
Well, he needs to keep his eye out for me for one of those six-cylinder 914s.
Yeah, well, it's called a 914-6, and I'm sure if you have all the money in the world. But, you know, I think what you should do is start with a four-cylinder. You might be surprised.
Yeah, it's true.
How well that handles.
Those are $5,000.
More like $8,000-$9,000. But, yeah, there was a time. But, you know, and SCCA is, you know, folks, I know we're going to lose Qualcomm Stadium here pretty soon due to the fact that I don't know what they're going to do.
What are they going to do?
Well, I don't know if they're going to turn it into Soccer City. I don't know what they're going to do. They can't even get the convention center fixed, let alone Qualcomm.
They're not going to have San Diego State.
Well, there's all kinds of battles back and forth as to who wants it, who's going to get it.
So
we don't know yet. It's so up in the air. I mean, they could make it, you know, they could turn it into a multi-purpose facility if they would see the where for all to do so. But yet I've talked to the city of San Diego about it. Not necessarily about the queue, but about an EVOC center, which would definitely take care of a facility that needs to be used, and that's with an EVOC. What's an EVOC? That's where the fire and police and ambulance go learn how to drive. Garbage trucks, school buses, and they use the queue, but most of the time they go to Sacramento or L.A. on our nickel, where if they built an EVOC center in town, they just got to find a piece of property and build it with a circle track, a drag strip, a road course, a dirt track, then boom, you could Monday through Friday, you could go to the car manufacturers would rent it, the police and the fire and the ambulance would use it, and then on the weekends, you have a management team that rents it out to motorsports, go-karting.
Oh boy, you're going to run into NIMBYs on that.
Well,
it has to be way out somewhere.
Well, just put it down in Browns Field close to the border.
Yeah. That's the only place.
Put it out there. And, you know, there's Camp Elliott, which is right off just east of Miramar Road. That's another perfect place to – that's actually got a road course, a road street. Mm-hmm. So it'd be almost like you could turn it into a road course school.
Well,
but we got it to come up with something. Everybody keeps talking, but nobody's doing. I do have a friend of mine. He's actually talking to Acorn Casino. he's pitching them because he wanted to do just a racetrack, and I think I've got him convinced into an e-box center because that would make more sense. The county or the city would be more apt to address that than they would just a flat racetrack because nobody wants a flat racetrack.
I looked up the website for Black Forest.
What's it?
Called blackforestautomotive.com.
Oh, that was easy. Blackforestautomotive.com.
Okay, yep. Cool. And they're on Engineer Road.
Yep. 8066.
Looks like off Balboa.
Yeah. They're right between the Ferrari dealership and KFMB.
Yeah. Right off the 163.
Yep. Huh. Really nice shop.
Yeah. Yeah. And the reviews on Yelp are very good if you want to check them out, by the way.
4.7 out of 5 or something like that.
Yeah. All fives is what I'm looking at.
Yeah. Was that what you seen?
Yep.
Oh, I don't look at Yelp, but that'd probably be the place to go.
Yeah, if you Google it, they come up with a Yelp, some reviews, just kind of, they throw you some reviews. So there you go.
There you go.
Blackforestautomotive.com.
So a friend of mine just got hired at the Porsche Performance Center up in Irvine, so he's going to be one of the instructors.
You mean in Carson?
Here in Carson.
I drove by that.
So he's got himself
drooling. Every time I drive by it, I drool.
So if you've got a BMW, folks, I'm telling you, you need to sign up and take that course, and you need to go talk to him.
I know. I actually told my mom the other day, I said, we should go down there and have lunch. And she goes, what? I go, yeah, you don't have to have a car on the track to go get the lunch there. Dean Case told me that.
Oh, really?
And you can sit there and watch everybody going around the track while you have, a salad.
That'd be kind of cool.
I know. Wouldn't that be cool? It'd be a great way just to see the place.
Right.
Get familiar with it. See if it's, see how it works.
Right.
Because I get jitters. If I'm going to show up and do something like that in sight unseen, I start flipping out.
Really?
I gotta have a visual. Yeah.
Really?
Yeah, I'd be one of those racers. If I was a racer, I'd got to walk the track and see the track and drive it a bunch of times before I race. I'm
really?
One of those. Yeah.
I mean, I'd get in.
I couldn't do well with simulation or anything like that. I got to get there.
We were there. We were at Circuits of America with Jeep, and I was in a Grand Cherokee Trackhawk.
And you were doing those takeoffs.
And I was the first one to go out on the track, and I'd never been on this track before in my life. And if you've ever seen Circuits of America, it's got a super long straightaway, but then it goes uphill and makes a hard 90-degree left off camber. So if you're doing, I was doing a buck 30, buck 35, just hammering it down.
That'll come up on you quick.
Oh, yeah, that got my attention. But
yes.
It just told me how well a Trackhawk can, And you never jump on the brakes in the turn. You jump on them in the straight and then glide through. And the gliding was quite exciting. But, yeah, that's, But, no, as far as racetracks goes, looks like Coco Pa is alive and well. They raced last night. We didn't have anybody. Should have got a hold of Holly Henry at her call-in. I think she was out there last night. Barona ran last night, but Dirt Dude's going to call in. And I don't know where Brittany was, if she was at...
She didn't race.
No, but I think she was someplace. She went someplace, I thought. So she was going to call in. I'm trying to talk her into calling in at 3:45.
She raced last weekend.
Yeah, maybe that's what she wanted to talk about.
Yeah, she's going to call in about what she did last weekend up at
Merced.
Well,
bug her and make sure she calls in because I can't get her to move off her. I mean, unless she's washing and waxing her race car.
She's helping her mom today with the horses.
Oh, watch out for those guys. Oh, yeah, that's right. I seen a picture of her in a cowboy hat.
Yeah.
Which is kind of ironic. Hey, well, horsepower is horsepower, no matter how you look at it.
That's what she said. She said traded in her helmet for a cowboy hat and different kind of horsepower.
But I got to tell you, folks, if you've not been to any of our tracks here in the local area, you really, really, really need to do that. You need to support our tracks like every day. Night of the Horse.
What she's doing. She's doing an event up at Del Mar at the horse arena called Night of the Horse with her mother.
Oh, yeah.
Her mom's a horsey horse.
Isn't it daytime? Isn't the sun out?
Yeah.
Must be getting ready to do Night of the Horse. I don't know. All right, let's take a quick break. When we come back, hopefully Dirt Dude's going to call in and tell us how Barona went last night.
And Brittany will call in at 3:45. I just got a confirmation.
Oh, good.
Tell us about her racing up at Merced, I think.
Doesn't talk to me. FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio. I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
This segment is brought to you by El Cajon Ford, where nobody, absolutely nobody, treats you better than El Cajon Ford. Looking for a new vehicle, a new truck? You know, they've got one of the top-notch commercial truck divisions at El Cajon Ford. I think they're number two across the United States. John Banner there, he just does a phenomenal job. He can go in there, him and his partner. God, I can't think of her name. But either one, I deal with her. She's way nicer. No, John's good. 1595 East Main Street in El Cajon for all you commercial truck buyers looking for a new landscape truck or a pickup truck or a dump truck or a box truck. You name it, he can make that happen for you. Looking for a new car? Fine, they can hook you up. Take your trade in. They love taking trades in from the consumers because 80% of their used car lot comes from the consumer, not the auctions. They send cars to the auction. They don't buy cars from the auction. El Cajon Ford, and they take care of Barona Circle Track. Go to baronaspeedway.com. It's a brand new year, and it is wild. Everything is upgraded. The racing is as fast as you can possibly imagine, and last night was an awesome night. Unfortunately, I was not able to attend since I was babysitting, and I couldn't get away. But we've got Dirt Dude here who is going to fill us in. How'd it go last night, guy?
It was a lot of fun, man. It was good times. Getting back in the racing season, race two of our 2019 season, 14 races on the schedule, plus a two-night event in November. So we're trying to see what we're going to be doing for that. So there's a lot of stuff coming together, and was a great night. Had to get for a count. Had about 64 cars show up and almost 500 fans. So there was so much racing in California and Arizona last night. I knew three or four tracks that were running last night, and it was just everywhere. Yeah, Bakersfield had California Lightning Sprints. Paris was running. Cocoa Paw was running. Ventura was running. So, I mean, that's all tracks in the same vicinity.
Yeah, it's well, last night was, you know, prior to Easter. So, you know, it's kind of a big family night. So I can see why all the tracks were trying to garner as many drivers and fans as
they
possibly
can. Yeah, but this is the first time I can remember in a long time that we've actually had a race on Easter weekend. We've always been off on an Easter weekend.
Yeah. So how was the attendance?
We had about almost 500 fans show up.
Okay. All right.
The weather was actually really good during the day and got a little chilly at night, but I mean, it was just really good racing. The track just came together well. Todd and Troy just, you know, do such a great job on that track. As far as our wins went, in our junior sprints, Deegan Irie got a main event win. Jaden Medina in the Mini Dwarf Masters got a main event win, and that was his first main event win ever. And then our sports from Mini Dwarf, Kelly Weitzel, cute little girl, I think she's like 8 years old. She got her first main event win. She's been racing for a long time, and it's cool to see her. She was actually just one of those kids you just like get great to finally see him get a main event win. So it was really cool. Onto the big track, Greg Mann got a main event win in our street stocks modified. Good battle. Matthew Hicks was out in front, and he had, I think his best last lap time was like a 15.6. That's pretty good for a modified. Yeah. What's cool with the MyLap sense that we're running now, we can actually see all the lap times going, and you see who has the best time, fastest times. Into the pony stocks, Dennis Taylor got a second main event win in a pro pony. And they don't have the list on here. Oh, it's because it's on the other sheet. The 75 got a main event win. My paper was really kind of messed up and didn't have time to go through it yet. And to join the Easter Sunday that it is with the family. So hopefully you guys get to do some more stuff like that too. Lucas Vanderstay, that's it. Lucas Vanderstay in a stock 20 guy, his second main event win. Darren Brown had to start from the back, and he got his second main event win coming from the back.
Wow.
And then in our pure stocks, go for it. Jason Aldridge got a main event win, and just he came from mid-pack. I mean, all the videos that everyone shot, like I knew a lot of people that shot a lot of videos, posted on YouTube and Facebook Live, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. It's just really cool to see all that when it happens and then get back and last night I got home and watched a couple more videos. I'm like, dude, I watched the whole race, but for some reason I'll come home and I'll watch like the videos of the race too. I'm like, that was just there. Yeah, it's cool to see it from a different angle.
Yeah, absolutely. So how are those transponders working out? Good?
They're working out really good. Now that we've got it down and this is the second race with transponders, you know, just they pick up well. We get lap times out of it. You get placement out of it. Usually the only time you don't have a transponder working, it's a malfunctioning transponder, battery's dead, something like that. We haven't really had too much problems with the transponders not receiving yet. So
that's excellent.
So what's cool with it gives you like lap time. So I'm looking through here, like in our street stocks, Greg Mann won the main event last night and he was running best time was 17.05. Mike Pridgen came in second. His best time was a 17.1. You know, they're running like in the 17s.
Wow.
All the way across the board was everyone's best lap time, right around 17 to a 17 and a half.
Hey, I heard there was
qualified all in the 15, 16s.
Were you the bunny rabbit throwing out Troy Dirt shirts to the fans?
No, I wasn't. Oh. I'm Dirt Dude. I'm not a bunny rabbit. But we did have a guest appearance by the bunny rabbit, which is cool. The kids mobbed that poor bunny rabbit. But it was so funny. There's like pictures. Like every little kid just wanted to be, you know, get a picture with the bunny rabbit. And they were handing out like shirts and Easter eggs.
Yeah.
Like it was a cool event.
Well, bunny rabbits are way less scary than Santa Claus.
Yeah.
I mean, come on. Bunny rabbits are cuddly and Santa Claus is big and scary, the way I see it.
It was cool, you know, to have that. Like I said, I don't ever remember doing that. We've had like Halloween stuff before, and usually, like for some reason, we always have like Memorial Day. We race on Memorial Day or Labor Day, like one of those. It's like always, you know, one of the race weekends is that kind of weekend.
Sure.
Very rarely do I remember like an Easter weekend race. Mm-hmm. Maybe sometimes 4th of July, you know, but
right.
This is the first time we've had an Easter one.
Well, that's good that the kids, you know, that you guys, you know, entertain the kids because that's really what it's all about.
Right.
What's the next race coming up?
The next race will be May 4th, and it's going to be featuring our celebrity race. So we'll see who we have. I heard there's some pretty good celebrities going to show up for that.
Yeah, we got to do that next week. We got to reach out.
Time to start practicing.
Well, because no. The ones that want to drive is Paul Rudy and Mark Mathis and Ginger Jeffries. So we've got to reach out to them next week and make sure they're all set and get some cases.
Do they have much experience other than just driving a car, just like normal driving?
That's it, far as I know.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. So tell Eric Evans to make sure he's got body work. Yeah. Are you going to drive?
Put the bumpers on him.
I have to. I'm going to be up at Ventura that weekend.
What's in Ventura?
Racing.
Oh, you're going with
With the crew.
Oh, gotcha.
But there's also no hotels available for me in this time of year at Verona.
True. Looks like someone's sleeping in the truck.
Hey, where? Who hasn't done that, right?
I don't do that.
Welcome to the world of racing, let me tell you.
I'm not sleeping in the truck. Yeah. We're driving back.
Yeah. What about side-by-side racing? I just had
Well, that's what we're going to be having we're having modified street stocks, the pony stocks, pure stocks, and then we're doing the side-by-side racing. And I'm not sure. There's been a number thrown out there about 100 side-by-sides might be showing up for maybe one to three different divisions. Depends on how you score them or how you break them up into a division.
Now, would you put those on the big track or the little track?
Those will be on the big track. We're going to use turn one and two. Mm-hmm. And then they come off the corner and then go into an infield jump system.
Gotcha.
And then get back on the track right into three and four.
Mm-hmm.
And come back out of three and four and then go back off the track to another jump system, which will lead them back into one and two. So pretty much we're using the turns, and then the infields will have either tabletops or some kind of a jump for them to go through.
Right. Oh, Todd will love that. Todd will get out there with his little bulldozer. He'll be happy as a little guy.
Troy has already been talking about it, and then I guess they have some, I don't remember his name, big off-road guy, races a class one truck, or class unlimited truck. He's bringing the truck just to show everyone what it's going to do. So he'll do demonstration runs, and he's going to help build the track because
he knows
several off-road racing tracks. He knows what a side-by-side can handle, how big a jump you can go, how big a tabletop can be, you know, the backside landing and all that stuff.
Gotcha.
Wow. If you figure it a little wrong, these guys, for some reason, will never lift up the throttle.
I know.
And when you wad up a side-by-side, they're like, that's too dangerous. I'm like, you'd have lifted it, and you would have been able to clear that thing, no problem.
Yeah.
Well, yeah. There's no lifting.
Yeah, there's no
lift on his car.
Yeah, no lifting in side-by-sides. I don't know what the deal is with that, but yeah, you're absolutely correct. And those things are wicked fast.
Yeah, I actually was at that off-road nights that they had last month or a couple months ago in Del Mar, and there was guys that were just like wadding them up, and you know, just they'd hit the jump so hard, you're coming back on the other side, and you're already nosing over, and then you just start tumbling after that.
Right, and they do come apart.
Yeah.
Well, that's May 4th is the next big race. That should be a hoot.
I'm looking forward to that. You. I mean, we've got a lot of good racing on the schedule. So it's just,
you know who's coming out?
Everything's going on.
Ryan Beat is coming out to set the...
That's who it is, yeah.
Wow, number 51. How cool is that? Yeah.
Yeah.
He definitely knows
how to help design the track.
Yeah, he'll definitely put together a one gnarly track too, let me tell you. That's going to be awesome. I think that should definitely draw folks to the show, no doubt about it. Yeah. All right.
Yeah, and then like throughout our schedule, I mean, we still have a couple nights that we're going to have the SoCal Mowers coming back and 360 Sprint, California Lightning Sprints, a couple more celebrity races, a pure stock enduro, just all kinds of just good stuff.
Cool.
Coming up.
Well, it sounds like more fun than you can possibly imagine. All right, buddy. Well, thank you very much, folks. Go to BaronaSpeedway.com, BaronaSpeedway.com, and don't forget to stop by El Cajon Ford and tell the gang thanks for all the support of Barona Speedway, because it'd be tough without them. So,
right. And
always give back to the advertisers.
Thanks, Dirt Dude.
You got to thank all of our volunteers and all the people that helped put that track together.
Absolutely.
It's a lot of work.
All right, Dirt Dude, thank you very much. Be safe, and we'll talk to you next week right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Folks, hey, welcome back. You are listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
I'm Dave.
And I'm Michelle.
And this segment is brought to you by Paris Auto Speedway, the fastest half-mile dirt track in Southern California, 18700 Lake Paris Road in Paris, California. Go to ParisAutoSpeedway.com. Check out the schedule. See what's going on. Pick a night that you need to go up there. In fact, I'd go every single time they race because every night is a show that they run. We have Kyle Cox on the line. Kyle Cox, this is a animal when it comes to demo cross, trailer racing. He was last year's Iron Man champ. How you doing, Kyle?
I'm good. How are you?
You know, just living the dream. How about you?
Oh, same as well. How's your guys' Easter going so far?
Not bad. Sounds like you're working in the garage. It doesn't sound like you're doing anything Easter.
I snuck away from the family in the back room for the moment, but that's all right.
Yeah, there you go. Well, at least you're celebrating with the family. That's good. So what do you got planned? Is it next week? You guys have got the demo derby?
Yeah, on the 27th, we'll be doing the figure eights, trailer figure eights, and demo cross, as well as the double-deckers and cross carts as well.
I haven't been able to make it up there for this double-decker race. Talk to us about that a little bit.
All right, so the last race, they only built two cars, and I'll tell you what, there's some huge motivation. I would like to get in one of those. They're very sketchy looking, but they're awesome to see go around the track.
Okay, well, did you want to be in the top car, or do you want to be in the bottom car?
I'm along for whatever. Whoever, if someone says I'll be gas or brake, I'll steer. If it's the other way around, it doesn't matter. I'm in for the ride.
It looks like a hoot. I mean, are they pretty stable? I mean, how do they bolt them together to where they don't, you know, come apart and end up rolling?
they're anchored from the bottom car, from the chassis, through the roof to the bottom of the next car on top.
Uh-huh.
They look pretty stable. They're pretty beefy. Right now, my family and I were hoping to find two cars that way we can slap together and do it ourselves out there.
Uh-huh. Well, it sounds like it's just, I mean, and what kind of cars are these? Are these like Crown Vics or are they Honda Civics?
They're Crown Vics. They're six cylinders out there, so we're looking for anything of a six cylinder type, and then just completely gut the top car. That way, it's not too top heavy.
That's a steering one, right?
That's correct.
Okay, so that must be one heck of a steering column.
It's very interesting once you take a look at it.
Who came up with this crazy idea?
I know guys. I'm not sure if it's back east, but I've seen videos. Online from other countries, and those guys are nuts.
Totally.
But I'm glad that they're having it over here, because putting that part of our show, it's gonna be more people wanting to do it and watch. It's quite a hoot.
Yeah, and it's not that expensive, really, when you come right down to it. I mean, you go to a wrecking yard, you get a couple of cars, whether they run or not, just make sure that they're in one piece, and then you go home and you throw some gas, oil, and a few parts and pieces on them, and boom, you're ready.
Yeah, as long as your welds hold together, everything should be fine. I hope that the top car doesn't come off.
Yeah. Well, that's like the train races, you know?
That's one thing that would be awesome if we could bring that back, but I don't know if that's doable. But I've seen those before. They're quite fun as well.
They look like that's totally wild. You know, we used to do them here in El Cajon at an asphalt track, if you can believe that. Yeah.
That sounds like fun.
Oh, yeah. Figure eights and all that. But, you know, that's what fans like to come see. Yeah, there's people that love that hardcore, you know, racing. But there's nothing that makes you smile like a figure eight car or a demo derby car. I mean, it just puts a smile on your face.
Yeah. I mean, when you're taking out a trailer in the figure eight trailer race, or if you're just plainly driving through a boat, that's if you can drive through a boat. When you see things going down on the track, the fans, they go wild. They love this stuff.
I know. I always like the bus races, you know, the school bus races.
Oh, yeah. I've seen those on figure eight bus races back east. Those are quite awesome. I would hope to see one of those over here in the future.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I said, you know, and especially on a dirt track, it's a lot easier to do it on dirt than it is on asphalt because, you know, parts and pieces come off. You can just run around and pick them up and scrape them up. It's not like they get embedded. I have to tell you a cute story. So they were doing the trailer boat races out of Cajon Speedway on asphalt. And they got done with a night of racing. And the next weekend, they had just the modifieds and sportsmen's. First car that came out of the pits went down, made a hard left, you know, going into turn one, slid right up into the wall and destroyed the car. It turns out the track was totally embedded with fiberglass from dragging boats around.
Oh, yeah.
No traction. Hello. E-ticket ride.
Yeah, there's been many times that, you know, the day after, like the next weekend after the race, when we're looking through the car, you find pizza parts of boats and your A-arms and your skid plate. You're pulling chunks out. Like it's there's always boat everywhere.
Yeah. That's probably why we don't see that many boat trailer races. And now I guess you could put just about anything you want on two wheels and an axle if you want to drag it around. It doesn't have to be a full boat, just as long as it's a trailer.
I've seen dressers. I had just had a couch or a bench seat on my trailer in the last race. There's all sorts of stuff.
And you know what, though? That's what it's all about. It's all about having fun and, you know, keeping the fans excited because, you know, there's nothing, you know, wilder than watching you guys come into a figure eight cross, you know, standing on it, because that's usually what you guys do.
Oh, yeah, that's the best part.
Well, of course, you know, so... how many races, have you ran any races at all this year yet, or is this your first one?
This will be our second one. We just had our first one in February, and that one was fun. It was a good time. Not a lot of cars. The four-cylinder class, there was a lot of cars out there, but for the other classes, pretty mellow, but it was a good race.
Yeah, interesting. So there's a four-cylinder class and a V6 and a V8, or just four and what do you got?
So for the mini stocks, it's just a four-cylinder class that they run. They run just down the front straight, and then they kind of cut onto the figure eight. The double-deckers run the quarter mile backwards, and then the cross carts do, I believe, the same course as the four-cylinders as well.
Gotcha.
Yeah, it's just the four cylinders only. If anything above that, six and eight cylinders, just demo cross only.
Gotcha. Yeah, because you got to keep them somewhat under control.
I guess so, if that's what you want to call it.
I don't know. Yeah, I know. If you want to call it that, you're absolutely correct. So what's the number on your car?
I am the number 9. I drive a purple 75 Camaro.
A purple 75 Camaro. Okay.
Yeah.
There you go. So who you got for sponsors?
For sponsors, I have the Boondocks Irish Pub and Eatery in Corona. I have the Direct Door and Industrial Door out of Orange, California. CSC Bearing Company, Moyers Automotive, the entire Cox family. Also, my number one would be, you know, my wife, my kid, and I also have my Uncle Earl as well. He's been a huge help, part of that as well, and my dad and cousins, all of them.
Yeah, and I think, if I've seen the notes correctly from Scott Delosio, let's see, Earl was a big Ascot legend as well for folks that, you know, can remember that name.
That would be my grandfather, yes.
Wow. Is he still with us, hopefully?
Oh, yeah. He still goes out and watches the races, get a good chuckle out of all of us. He'll watch my dad and my uncle race, and I as well, and he just gives us a smile and goes, yep, you're my kids.
Yeah.
That's great.
It's called pedal to the metal, I think is what they call that.
It's in your DNA.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's so cool. Yeah, you know, and that's what people need to understand, how much of a family sport motorsports is, and it trickles down. I mean, you got generations after generations after generations running at local dirt tracks and asphalt tracks.
Yeah, it's a blast. I mean, I honestly wish I could have done this years ago, but this is my fourth season now, and it's a lot of fun. Like, it's just friends, family, it doesn't matter. Everyone's all family eventually.
Well, not taking anything away from what you do, but, you know, you're not trying to get to NASCAR. You're just going out with the family and having a great time.
NASCAR would be awesome, but, I mean, it's not like, you know, Daytona where they were doing 200-mile-an-hour demo cross not too long ago, but that would be as fun as well.
Yeah. Well, hey, I know you're the kind of guy that whenever he drives around, he's got his gear in the back, and he'll drive anything, right?
I would love to, yeah.
Yeah. Don't you, when you travel, don't you throw your gear bag in the car just in case?
It depends. If I go to a race and someone's there, then yeah, I would. I would totally be down for it. If it was a modified or a sprint car, I would have no problems giving that a shot.
Wow.
Even at my age, when I go to Barona, I always carry a bag in the back if I go to Paris, because you never know. And I'm older than dirt. I'm probably as old as your grandfather, but that doesn't mean nothing.
But it's true. You never know. We just had one guy do that last time, Ryan Kinnett. He had his gear. And one of the good drivers says that he didn't want to race the main event, and he jumped in the car and ran, you know, and he did pretty well.
See? Yeah, because you just never know when something's going to come up. And you know, and if you're looking for a permanent gig, you know, that's what team owners look for. You know, that guy or girl that's willing to jump into a car at a moment's notice with no hesitation and no qualms.
Yep.
Yeah.
That's right.
I know. So how long have you been driving?
This is my fourth season.
Oh, how old are you? You sound young.
I'll be 31 in May.
Oh, so you really kind of got started late then, huh?
Yeah, I didn't really do too much racing type things before this. I worked at a K1 Speed in Irvine on and off for about 10 years. So I've had a lot of time in an electric go-kart, but that doesn't compare to, you know, being in a full-size vehicle on the dirt on a quarter mile and on a figure eight track.
You know Dave and Susan?
Yeah.
I knew them when there was only one K1 Speed.
Yeah, that was
a long time ago.
Yeah, it was a long time ago. I still miss their old go-karts that they had before they got their new ones.
Yeah, me too, because if you use eight wheels instead of four, they will turn you down. I hate it when they do that. No, I'm terrible. Yeah, and I work for a local TV station here, and I talked them into going up and staying there all morning doing the weather report. And, man, I had so much fun. I got so much seat time, I didn't know what to do with myself.
Yeah, that's where a lot of it was, especially for, you know, going into demo cross. That's, I always, anytime I went on the track, it was just go fast, run your line,
right,
kind of dodge the slower people. And that's kind of how it is in Democross because there's so much happening.
It's, yeah,
go, go, go. Okay, dodge, 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 go again. And right, that's how I see it.
No, I totally agree. But my problem was I always, you know, especially if I took somebody to K1 that never been there before, I always showed him how eight wheels are better than four going in and out of a turn. So they always yelled at me for that. But, you know, what are you going to do? What are you going to do?
It's all for fun.
I know. Well, it sounds like you're having an absolute blast. I'm going to try to get up there next Saturday. Maybe I'll come into the pits and we'll slap a Racer Radio sticker on the side of your car since you called in and you're nice enough to do that.
Awesome. I will do.
Absolutely. Yeah, Kevin Bates just let me know that I blew through a whole wad of stickers, and so I've had him make up a whole bunch more. And in fact, Paris Auto Speedway is going to actually swing a banner up talking about the radio station, so I'm really stoked about that as well.
Awesome, yeah, sounds good. Come on by. I'll put them on the car.
You're the man, yeah. Don't be scratching them now. You know, you got to keep them pristine.
I can't promise that.
And I won't put any on the bottom of the car, just so you'll know, because that's bad luck.
No, only boats go there, but that's all right.
There you go. All right, buddy. Well, hey, it's excellent talking to you. You take care and be safe. And, oh, how do people follow you around? Do you have any Facebook and all that jar garbage?
I just have my Facebook. It's just my first and last name, Kyle Cox. And then my Instagram name would be, give me a second.
As he looks it up.
Yeah, I honestly don't even remember what most of mine is. It is Kyle_Cox9. That is my Instagram.
All right, buddy. You take care, be safe, and hope you enjoy the rest of your Easter.
Awesome. You too. Thank you very much. Happy Easter.
All right, buddy. All right, we're going to take a quick break, folks. When we come back, a whole lot more right here on Racer Radio, FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
I can hear your voice saying, won't you ever learn?
All right, folks. Hey, welcome back. You're listening to Racer Radio right here on FM 96.1 AM 1170.
The Answer.
The segment's brought to you by Certified Car Clinic, located 11370 North Woodside Avenue in Santee. Go to CertifiedCarCare.net, CertifiedCarCare.net. Take care of all your automotive needs, everything from desert buggies to street cars to your everyday driver and drag racers as well. Greg is probably one of the best tuners I've seen when it comes to computer-controlled cars. 11370 North Woodside Avenue. Just go to CertifiedCarCare.net. That's CertifiedCarCare.net. Also, hose specialties. If you want to trick out the underhood of your car, they also sell the hoses, so especially braided lines. HoseSpecialties.com. HoseSpecialties.com. 619-562-4750. All right, we got Brittany Sandoval on the line. How you doing there, kiddo?
All is well on this end. Good afternoon, you two.
Got your cowboy hat on?
Yes, sir.
That's right. We were hoping to see here that.
That'd be a cowgirl hat.
That'd be a cowgirl hat. That's right. So where'd you go racing last weekend?
Last weekend, which was the third race so far, was in Merced, which was north of Fresno.
How was that?
Well, they've all been exciting because I heard you earlier, Michelle, saying how you got to see the track and walk the track. Well, every track at every race is going to be brand new for this gal. So that makes it very, very exciting.
Oh,
they're all so different, whether it's banking versus no banking, the distance. You know, the first one we did was Cocoa Paw. It was the biggest track I've ever run. So changing out gears regularly, which I've never had to do because I did Verona for four straight seasons, and it was just always the same.
Yeah.
I mean, the track changes, of course, because it's dirt track, but it's very exciting to have a brand new track every time I roll up.
It's a challenge, right? You have to contain your anxiety and...
Yeah, I've been putting myself in uncomfortable positions my whole life. I actually seek it.
Oh, boy.
And so I can handle it most of the time, and I'm really lucky with some of the people I have in my corner.
Right.
I have some of the best in my corner encouraging me to come, given me just priceless pointers. I don't think I'd be running this national circuit without them.
So it's National Dwarf Racing, just so we get that out of the way.
Yes. And it has races all over the place. We've been to Kokopa for a nationals, Mojave already for regionals, and then we just had Merced. And in 2 weeks, we head up to Quincy, which is north of Sacramento, and then the nationals in Petaluma. Colorado has a regional. We have another national in Oregon, and then it wraps up in Marysville in September.
Oh, my. So,
yeah.
Lots of miles.
lots of miles, and there are some other local drivers out of Verona that are coming along as well.
Oh,
I think up to 10 of us were at Kokopa, and then for the next two, there are about 5 of us that are, I think, trying to do the whole thing.
Wow.
Yeah, they're posting really well. Dirt Dude talked about Darren Brown.
Yes.
Winning last night at Verona. He has won all but one race so far. He won both nights in Kokopa, both nights Mojave. He ran first at Merced the first night and seventh the second night. So I think he's tied for second place in the pro division.
Awesome.
He's doing well. It was actually pretty cool. The latest issue of CC Racer, which is a magazine that actually talks about us little guys on dwarfs and legends and some of the other smaller cars. On the cover was Darren Brown, who won on Friday night. And inside was a featured Sean Jones, a nice article. And he won the second night. So it was really cool. The timing was perfect.
Yeah. Oh, good.
And they gave us like a driving clinic. I mean, kind of like horses last night. When you see a beautiful horse, it's just, you're in awe.
Yeah.
Well, seeing these guys racing, it's just beautiful.
Yeah.
And beautiful, and it's inspiration for this old gal. Because I'm running in the pro division. I mean, the vet division.
Wow.
And I feel like a vet the second day of racing.
Hey, by the way, that little episode off track, on track was pretty awesome.
Yeah, So Merced has banking, and I was avoiding a little pileup that happened on a restart, and I went up and over into uncharted territory. And I remember, you know, some of your listeners, maybe you guys have experienced during a crash, things kind of slow down.
Mm-hmm.
I've had full-on conversations with myself and made some decisions, which it seems like 30 seconds, but I know it's really 3 seconds. I remember going up and over and thinking, oh, this isn't familiar. Hey, there's the wall and the tractor tires. I'm going to really try and save it. So, yeah. I pulled myself back up to the track.
You know, from what I could hear on the video, you kept your foot pretty much in it.
Yeah, because the other guys are still going.
Mm-hmm.
And
you're
now,
right.
So let me ask you, because if you get into, like, you know, NASCAR or anything like that, and if you did something like that and advanced your position, you'd end up going to the back. Did they have any kind of ruling, or did you stay pretty much in the same place?
It's funny you bring that up, because that was a restart, and we hadn't gone a full lap. So I think I was even supposed to be given my original position.
Uh-huh.
I wasn't a part of the caution, but I did lose spots, and I really should have been given my original position. But in the big picture, I'm really trying not to get too excited and worked up over that stuff. But after watching the video, it's like, oh, yeah, I should have been right back up there. So I did lose some spots. But I ended up later in the race on top of somebody. So, hey, I guess I was supposed to go to the back anyway.
Oh, on top of them.
Well, I think
that's got to have a good
story. I think they have a series at Paris Auto Speedway where they put two cars together, one on top of the other. You ought to sign up.
I did. Oh, my gosh. Yeah. The track on the Saturday night was super loose. Like, a lot of people afterwards were like, it was like racing on ice. And I thought, okay, good. It wasn't just me. And so open wheel, my front tire hit his rear tire as his rear end was coming around. Literally ended up on top of him, and we still kept going because it was so loose.
No kidding.
It's kind of
like the... Pardon?
You got so much cojones.
Well, yeah.
It's fun, man. I'm more nervous watching than racing.
Yeah.
I really am. I hold my breath and I'm just beside myself watching the pros race. Mm. So much easier to be in the car. But what's funny about that incident, if you will, is, you know, I love my dirt track family that I've met and grown with at Barona. And now it's like my family's getting even bigger. Mm-hmm. You know, and the guy we were on top, like literally they had to bring the tow truck and lift me off. And luckily we both were able to drive away and finish. But around the campfire, about 2 hours later, we're discussing whether we're going to be bringing a pinoir or a cab to Quincy in 2 weeks to share.
Okay.
So, you know, like just the family and the camaraderie is so fun. And I'm meeting all these people I've heard about. And I'm racing with them. All these, like, Fast Freddy. I know who Fast Freddy is. And Kim from Texas. And it's really fun. And like I mentioned earlier, seeing Sean Jones, who was highlighted in the latest magazine. It's really fun. And not alone, there were John Krempe is from Barona, and he's running second in the vet class. And we have Darren Brown running second in the pros. So our local boys are doing well.
So what track are you going to next? I don't think I've heard of it.
Next is
you said Quincy?
American. It's called American Valley Speedway in Quincy, and that's north of Sacramento.
Oh,
and everyone says it is gorgeous. It's in the redwoods. And the only place there isn't a tree is on the track.
Wow.
Everything else, even the pits, is littered with the trees.
Wow.
It's funny because people are talking more about the pits and surroundings than the actual track. And I'm like, hey, guys, what's the racing like? And it's intense because it's a long straightaway and then really tiny, tight turns. And I guess there's really not a catch fence, so...
Well, you don't need those.
Stay on the track.
You
definitely, because otherwise there's deadwood.
You don't need any catch fences. All you need to do is just, you know, find your way and find your way and just get after it.
Right.
Yeah.
So are you still?
So how many more? How many more different tracks are you planning? I mean, it sounds. I mean, you're traveling. I mean, a little haul.
I'm doing it. Yeah. You know, I committed to it. I got a taste of traveling. Some of my Barona boys drove me out to Canyon in Arizona in November after Barona wrapped up.
Right.
It was so fun. And I got to race some of the vets then. They pushed me. They said, don't run sportsman. Get into the vet class. I'm like, why? I said, because you can. That's right.
And guess what? You can.
I can. And so I got to meet some of the vets from all different states. And they said, you know what? You got to join us on this. We want to see you on the track. So that was like the little seed. And then Roger Harper, I talked to him at one of the car shows. He's like, every racer's got to try traveling. And
yes.
So then I talked to my small crew, and they're like, I said, don't say no. And they said, we knew you were going to ask us.
You guys are going to have. So keep a log. Keep a memory book so you can always remember that stuff when you lose your memory.
Yeah, you're right. That's a good point.
All right, kiddo. Hey, well, thank you very much, Brittany. Give us your car number.
37.
I'm Brittany 37.
All right, kiddo.
On Facebook, too.
On Facebook, too. Yep. All right, we'll talk to you down the road. Thanks again. We love having you call in.
Bye, Brittany.
Bye, guys.
All right, folks, this is Racer Radio. We're going to hit the road, but don't go too far. Gun Sports Radio, the only gun show in Southern California, is here to help educate you, keep you out of trouble. We got the man back. The world traveler has finally made it back to the United States, so he'll be online with us as well right here on FM 96.1, AM 1170.
The Answer.
Some trails are happy ones.
Others are blue. It's the way you ride the trail that counts.
Racer Radio on AM 1170, The Answer, is sponsored by Love Radio Network.